Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
And they also have a picture of Róisín Ní Riain from Limerick holding Ireland's first Paralympic medal of the Paris Games. And Róisín Ní Riain is an extraordinary young athlete. She's just 19 years old. These are the achievements she's racked up. She's the current world para swimming 100 metre backstroke champion. She also holds the world record in the 200 metre backstroke. She got 5 medals at the para swimming European Championship this year. And now, after last night, she has silver Paralympic medal for the 100 metres backstroke S13 category. Róisín Ní Riain, good morning and congratulations.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
You know all your other achievements there that we've heard of. Does a Paralympic medal beat all that?
Yeah, I definitely would say that it probably does. I think it's kind of, this is what we work for. We only get this opportunity once every 4 years. So it's definitely what you work towards each cycle. So yeah, definitely probably the top achievement.
Fantastic. You said last night it hadn't really sunk in. Has it sunk in this morning?
Definitely has sunk in a little bit more this morning, you know. I got to see my family last night, which was really, really nice, and kind of celebrate it with them for a couple of minutes. And yeah, I think waking up this morning, it's definitely sunk in a little bit more. But then there's also definitely the element of, you know, I've still got 2 more races left. So
yeah,
as happy as I am, you know, I can be happy and celebrate it now and then get my head back in the game again for Tuesday.
Yeah. You've been in the pool already again this morning, have you? Training.
I have, yes. Yeah. And I'll be in this evening. So, you know, it's definitely busy. But that's kind of the best way to get back in the swing of things.
You sound like you have your head well screwed on. That's done now and you're getting your focus back. The thing people noticed about you is you look so relaxed, like going into the race, you look relaxed afterwards. You were saying you love a race, do you?
Yeah, I really do. I genuinely absolutely love racing. That's kind of what I live for. So, you know, any time that I get to get out and race, I really enjoy it. And I tried to last night, definitely the crowd was amazing. So trying to kind of feed off that and take a bit of energy off that made it so much nicer.
So I guess there would be 2 approaches there. One would be the complete focus and try and like zone out everything that's going on around you. But you actually, you want to be happy and in it and enjoying it, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. I think I always try to say to myself before my races, I want to go into every race with a smile on my face because I very much believe in a happy swimmer is a fast swimmer. So I always try to get up behind the blocks with a smile on my face and then that gives me confidence going into the race.
Excellent. Have you always been a happy swimmer, yeah?
There's definitely some difficult times, you know, any athlete can agree with that, but no, I'm delighted to be here. And yeah, definitely I'll get out every time this week with a smile on my face.
So Róisín, can I ask you, does your visual impairment mean you navigate the pool differently from a typical swimmer? Like I read, you count strokes, is it, to figure out where you are at?
Yes, exactly. So in the VI classification that I'm in, none of us girls can see one another when we're swimming as well. So I think that definitely adds an element of excitement. You know, we don't really get to race one another as much as we really swim our own races. Like you said, we're working on stroke counts and that to know where we are in the pool and where we are in our race. But I definitely think that adds another element of excitement. You know, we don't know where one another is. We don't know where we are ourselves.
So do you know not, you,
until
do
we
not
touch
know
the
where
wall,
you've
come? We still don't know.
Really? You don't know until the end how you've done?
Yes, so we always joke about it. When we finish the races, we're trying to listen to the commentators as much as you can. And although they're really loud, sometimes when you're finished your race, it's not always very easy to hear. So sometimes you'll see us in the water talking to one another. We may not, none of us may know how we did, or we may have been able to hear. So, you know, that adds another extra level of excitement, if you want to call it that. I get to go back to my coaches and they get to be the ones to usually tell me how I did.
Wow. So there's actually just, there's a time when the race is finished. There's a liminal space then that you're in before you figure out how you've done as well. Extraordinary.
Yeah.
Listen, you were saying you got to celebrate with your family last night for a few minutes. I like it, like a few minutes. And then you said, OK, guys, I'm back to business. But you have huge support. People will have seen all the gang from Limerick in Paris now, which is a huge contrast with the last Paralympics in Tokyo. So you were the youngest Irish competitor that time. You were just 16 years old. You qualified for 5 finals, but obviously it was during the pandemic. Did you have nobody there, friends or family or anything to support you then?
Yeah, I mean, it was so different back then. No friends or family was able to travel over because of the COVID time that we were in. So this is definitely the absolute opposite. You know, it's, as we like to say, it's as close to a home games as we're going to get. It's only, you know, an hour away really from home. So loads of my friends and family were able to come last night. And I think that made it extra special being able to do it with my family there. But I think as well, my whole training group, we have a really, really great training group down in Limerick in the National Centre, and they were all there last night. So that was really nice to be able to do it with the people that I train alongside that push me every single day in the pool, and for them to be there and to be able to celebrate with them as well made it really, really nice.
Absolutely fantastic. So you have two more events now, Tuesday and Thursday. What's ahead of you?
Yes, I have the 200 IM on Tuesday and the 100 breaststroke then on Thursday. So, you know, I kind of same attitude as I do to every race. Park this one now and focus head down for the next two, and we'll see what will come out of them too.
So you excel in all strokes, do you?
Yes, so I at home I would train primarily for IM, so that is all 4 strokes, so that kind of helps me then be able to train and compete all of the strokes. So definitely have a good background there, so the IM will be a fun one on Tuesday.
Okay, so look, I'm not going to put any pressure on you by asking you how you think you'll do or anything else. You have done extraordinarily well so far, and I think everybody is so proud of you. And I think everybody as well is in admiration of what a fantastic and gracious winner you are as well. And then you're studying science in UL. When this is over, is it just back to college for you and back to normal life and training again?
I'll probably take a little break from training for a little
while.
I'm glad to hear it. Take a couple of weeks off. But yeah, when I get back home, we'll get back to normal life, get back to college, and, you know, be able to, I'll have a bit of time then to see friends and family and to be able to celebrate with them.
Roisin Éireann, thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule today to talk to us. Congratulations again, and we will be watching you. We'll be watching you next week, but we'll be watching you over the next few years. And best of luck with everything. Thanks, Roisin.
Thank you.